Hello everyone and welcome to the CMO Stories podcast episode 39. My name is Judy Bilast and I'm your podcast host. I'm in Belgium and today we have a guest from St. Louis. Hi Tom, how are you?
Hello Yuri, thanks for having me.
I'm really excited about your subject actually. So guys, if you don't know Tom Ruich is a consultant content marketing expert and founder of Story Power Marketing. Tom is a digital marketing pioneer who founded the email marketing software and services company MarketFold in 2001, already some time ago. And it was before most business people had even heard of email marketing. Today, coaches, consultants, and other experts hire Tom to power up their stories because most dish out the same old boring content that turns off prospects. And then they feel frustrated and stuck. And so Tom helps all those people transform content from boring to brilliant, turn marketing from frustrating to fun, and convert results from pitiful to profitable. Yeah, storytelling, it's really a skill that one of the skills that marketers or entrepreneurs need to have today. But you know, what most people tell me, Tom, is that they don't have an interesting story to tell. Yeah. How do you respond to those people?
I hear that all the time, Yuri, and I respond by saying, don't worry if you don't have an interesting story to tell. It's not about you, at least not initially. It's about your prospects. And so many of the so-called storytelling experts out there will tell you, oh, you have to dream up or come up with your legendary origin story. Tell everybody about how you climbed from the depths and now you're on top of the mountain and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the thing about that is that that story matters only if your prospects can see themselves in your story. So when we talk about storytelling, what we talk about first is discovering your prospect story. What makes them tick? What's keeping them up at night? What are they frustrated about? What's making them stuck? And then where do they want to go? What do they want to achieve? What's their goal? What's their dream? What's their aspiration? And if you understand that, not your own story, then you have the building blocks that you need to begin to create content that will resonate with your prospects. So they'll tune in and they'll say, oh, wow, I can relate. This guy knows me and understands me. Tell me more. When you have prospects who are leaning in and saying, tell me more, you've won the game, or at least you're much closer to winning the game than you are if you're just dishing out the same old boring blah, 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 right, information-laden content.
Yeah, you need to get their attention, of course. So like, you know, everywhere, you know, nowadays people can reach you with like these sales messages, like they try to sell you something, whereas it doesn't, you know, there are so many out there, so many messages. So you really need to get your prospects' attention. And then, of course, it should be about them. They should be the hero because, you know, storytelling, it can be at different places. But for instance, also at your website, if people visiting a website and they don't recognize it, they, you know, they will go away, I guess.
Yeah, it's really about standing out above the noise. It's about making yourself more interesting, more entertaining, more appealing than all of those people you're competing with, who are dishing out the same old boring blah, blah, blah content. And the key thing, Yuri, is that information is pretty much a commodity. If you're a coach, a consultant, a professional service provider, like a lawyer or a financial planner or something like that, the information that you know and the information that you might put out in an email or a blog or something like that, it's not all that different and better than the information that the next person over knows. No offense to any of you. Your expertise is valuable and the service that you provide to your clients is valuable. But when it comes to sharing information in your content, it's not enough just to write another blog post about topic X, because anybody can find that content anywhere. What is it that you're going to do that makes you stand out? Deliver information in an entertaining, creative, story-powered way, and prospects will notice you. You'll stand out above the other people.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the first step in also in marketing, to know who is your prospect, who are you talking to, or right. you want to be in your audience. But then, of course, that's the first thing. If you know who you're talking to, then you need to, you know, write a story. And then people will say, yeah, but that's really complex to write a story. How do I do that? What are you saying if people say to you that that's complex, writing my story? I don't have the skills to do that.
Well, the first thing I say is, don't worry, it's simpler than you think. Again, there are a lot of storytelling experts, so-called mm-hmm. experts, who are out there telling you that storytelling is like writing a screenplay. There's the, you know, the plot, and there's the character and the villain and the conflict and the resolution. And, you know, I've read experts who say you have to master a 10-stage storytelling oh. process. And, you know, call me simple, but I think 10 stages or 10 steps is about 7 steps too many. When we talk about storytelling, we talk about it being a 3-step process. And I referred to it earlier. I have a process or a method called the 3 E's, letter E, plural, okay. 3 E's method. Empathy, envision, enable. Empathy. Put yourself in the prospect's shoes, understand what makes them tick, describe where they want to be, describe where they are, mm-hmm. empathize with them, feel with them. Envision, picture where they want to go, what they want to achieve, where they want to be, what their dreams and aspirations are. And then enable. If you have evoked that journey from before to after that the prospect really feels and really wants, then they don't feel as if you're pitching and prodding and pushing and selling. They just are saying, tell me how I get there. And what you right. do, what your product and service is all about, is enabling the journey. And so your product or service is the bridge. And if you have those building blocks, empathize, you know where mm-hmm. they are. Envision, you know where they want to go. Enable, you can articulate how your product and service enables that journey. You've got all the building blocks you need to tell powerful stories. You don't need to master 10 steps. Yeah. It doesn't have to be so darn complicated. The work is in discovering the story. The work is in understanding what makes your prospects tick, understanding where they want to go. Too many business people don't put enough focus and effort into that. And we call mm-hmm. that story discovery. And that's the fundamental thing that we really teach at Story Power Marketing, how to discover the prospect story and understand your prospects beyond where others see your prospects, how to really get down to it. And then how to take the building blocks of that story discovery so that you can assemble stories. That's the real trick.
So yeah, first build the foundation before you start directly to telling stories. But of course, doing that, there are a couple of skills that people need, I guess, to do that, because not everyone is really a writer. Or what is for you the most important skill that people need to tell stories?
Well, I think the most important skill that people need to tell stories is listening and forming habits. So I didn't say that the most important skill is to be a creative genius mm-hmm. or to be a great writer. You don't have to be a creative unicorn. I hear it all the time from people who say, but Tom, you know, you're a storytelling genius, right. whatever that means. No, I'm not. What I do is I have mastered systems that anyone can master that I can teach to you. And then I'm habitual and systematic about following these processes. Story discovery is not just about pulling from your head what you think you know about mm-hmm. your prospects. That's the great mistake that so many marketers make. If they bother to imagine what their prospects are going through and where their prospects want to go, they do it by pulling from their head what they think they know. And that's a glass half full. It's half right. It's half wrong.
Right.
It's just incomplete. So in our process, in our system, we teach you three pillars of story discovery: how to pull from your head, how to extract from your clients and prospects the words and ideas that are meaningful and that are, you know, the gold nuggets for the storytelling,
right.
And then how to look beyond your existing solar system, beyond your existing prospects and clients, to discover what the market is talking about, what the market needs, what the market wants. All of those are things that you can learn. Some of it is delegatable. You can hand that off to other people to do the work for you. And, you know, a lot of copywriters, marketers, and so forth talk about market research. This is a form of market research, but it goes deeper. It's very client focused. It's and prospect focused. It's all about understanding the feelings and the desires of your prospects. So you can master the system. And if you are dedicated and focused to doing what it takes to discover your prospects' stories, you will have the building blocks that you need to assemble the stories. Assembling the stories is about mastering certain structures, and the structures are repeatable. The way a good email is written is pretty repeatable. The way a good LinkedIn profile is constructed is repeatable and learnable. So it's not about, again, being a creative unicorn and a great storyteller. I hear it all the time. Tom, I'm not a great storyteller. That's okay. We're going to teach you how to put the systems in place to assemble great story-powered content.
Right. Yeah, of course, it helps if you have a structure that you know where you want to go, but you need to fill in those structures. If it's a book, chapters, I actually have written myself a book, and then it was like, have these structures and try to fill it in. But even then, you know, sometimes it feels like it goes like itself and you are in the flow, but you have other moments that, you know, you really have a block, like, you know, a writer's block, like they call it, I think.
Yeah. I hear from a lot of people who suffer from writer's block. And there was a copywriter named Eugene Schwartz. He wrote in the 60s, 70s, 80s. He was a top copywriter, wrote hundreds of ads that made millions and millions of dollars. And Eugene Schwartz, way more than any of us will ever write, claims that he never suffered from writer's block. I believe him because I've read his books and I understand his process. I've heard him interviewed. And here's the thing that Eugene Schwartz says about writing and writer's block. He says, copy is not written. Copy is assembled. And so this goes back to the point that I was making before. What made Eugene Schwartz so great is that he had a system for discovering the market, discovering the story, discovering what would resonate with his audience. And he did lots and lots of work on that. And then he had this treasure chest of building blocks. And when it came time to write the sales letter or the print advertisement or whatever he was working on, it was a matter of plucking the pieces and assembling them into the right place. And believe me, if you fill that treasure chest before you sit down to write, you will not suffer from writer's block. But what happens is that people commit to the idea of, I want to write an email, or I want to do social posts, or I'm going to redo my website, or I'm going to write a book. And then they sit down in front of the blank screen. And, you know, if it's story powered, you know, once upon a time or however they may start to write, they sit in front of a blank screen. They write the first line, once upon a time. And then they think, now what?
Now what?
Because, right. Because they haven't gathered the pieces. But if you gather the pieces, if you do the story discovery in a way that's systematic and repeatable, scalable, even delegatable, you have those pieces. So you're not thinking, now what? At the very worst, what can happen is you have pieces that you pluck and assemble. And when you then read that first draft or that second draft, you're like, oh, no, that wasn't necessary. That should be rearranged. Mm-hmm. But you have at least the blocks that you can begin to put together like a Lego castle or something right. like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But often it's like that. If you write an email or a newsletter or you know, a long social media post or a book, you change, you read it the first time and then you change and it's built, you know, from information that you get from everywhere, from feedback that you get from people. When I put in my book, I asked my customers and my, you know, people in my audience, what are you struggling the most with when it comes to, you know, making money on social media? I got a lot of replies working on that, because it's not always what you think it is. You know, it's like you said in the beginning, it's about them. If they want to know that, okay, I need to help them with that. And also for social media posts, I also like to have like these content pillars that you know a bit from what are you going to talk about? Because if you don't have this, it won't work. Eh? But do you have any tips how to come up with great content ideas?
Well, so you were getting at it a little bit. You start by knowing what makes your prospects tick. And out of that, there are going to be any number of tips, suggestions, topics, ideas that you're going to share with your audience. I'll give you an example from my own work. So I work with an executive coach whose job is to work with business owners, business leaders, and help them. The expression here is in the United States is escape the hamster wheel.
Okay.
You're on the hamster wheel and you just feel burdened and stressed and stuck at work and so forth. Escape the hamster wheel. So that's a really good metaphor and a really good image for describing the work she does. Anyway, one of the things that she teaches is how to delegate important stuff. If you're a business leader, delegation and sharing responsibility across the organization is very important. Well, before we began to work with her, she wrote a blog post that the headline was something like how to delegate, not dump. And the first sentence was, delegation is a very important business skill for business owners to master. When you delegate properly, you flatten your organization and share responsibility across the organization. Blah, 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 blah. Right? People read the first couple of paragraphs and they think, well, I've read a million articles about delegation. What's this one saying that is different?
Yeah.
And the point is, it isn't saying anything that's different. And so no one reads it. And you know, no one reads it. And so the next time you go to write a post, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling stuck. And oh, by the way, you only have so many lessons and tips and topics to deliver. And after you've written a few blog posts and it's time to write about delegation again, if you've written this way, what do you say the next time?
Yeah.
You know, how do you re-deliver that speech in a way that's different or interesting? When we got together with this coach, what we did is we dug for stories. And so to your question, where do you find the stories? Well, one place might just be share client stories or share slice of life and your own experiences or share an example from a movie or a book or something that you read. There are all sorts of places where stories reveal themselves. And the story that we told for this coach's blog was about a business owner who had owned a business for 20 years and had not gone on a vacation longer than a long weekend, maybe Friday through Monday, 4-day weekend, 5-day weekend, something like that, but had never taken a full week or 2 weeks off. Why? Because he worried that when he left, the whole place would fall apart. He'd get phone calls from his employees saying, how do I do this? How do I do that?
Yeah.
And the reason, of course, is because he had built a company where all of the responsibility rested on his shoulders. He had not delegated. Mm-hmm. She taught him how to delegate. And the story, it was an email and a blog post. The subject line was how a stressed out owner let go and got away. Now, think about this. So many of these storytelling experts will talk about, you know, likening storytelling to a screenplay and all the elements and stages. We talked about that a few minutes ago. Just that subject line.
Yeah.
How a stressed out owner, before stressed out, let go and got away. After, got away. Stressed out, got away. That's a story. how many words? 10 words, is that? That's a story. And how that happened, let go. What enabled him to go from stressed out to get away? He let go. What's that mean? He learned to delegate. And then the picture that went with the blog post and the email was guy on a hammock on a beach with the sunset in the background.
Right.
Any business owner who's feeling stressed, who doesn't get on vacation, who has the same, who's stuck on the hamster wheel, they're going to see that subject line. They're going to see that photo and they're going to think, huh, I can relate. That's interesting. And then you tell the story, just like I told before. Business owner, 20 years, never let go, always stressed. Finally went on a 2-week vacation. Not only did he get away and nothing went wrong, but when he got back, the business was operating better because of the delegation techniques that he had learned from the coach. Want to learn how to get away? Call me. Call to action at the bottom of the blog post. Somebody reads that post and they think, wow, she gets it. She understands what I'm about. She knows my story. That is so much better than delegation is a very important business tip that, you know, a business technique that blah, blah, blah. That's the difference between feeble information only content and entertaining, captivating, story powered content. And it begins with understanding that before, stressed out, so forth, that after, hey, want to get away on vacation, want to spend more time out of the office, and then understanding how you enable that. How you enable it, the bridge, those are the tips and the topics. I'm going to talk about delegation. I'm going to talk about better communication in the workplace. I'm going to talk about self-accountability. Those are all the tips and the topics that that coach might bring to the mix. But what she can do is, instead of just another lecture about better workplace communication or delegation or whatever it may be, she's finding stories. And those stories are all around you. Client stories, slice of life stories, things you see on TV, books you read, things that happen in the movies. If you go and look at my blog or sign up for my email list, you'll begin to see it. All those things I listed, I'm sharing the same ideas and the same tips on a regular basis. They rotate through. It's a finite list of tips and ideas, but I have a limitless number of angles, a limitless number of ways to share the story. And I just pull them from all sorts of places that surround me. That's what I meant by the skill of habit of noticing, habit of paying attention, habit of following a system. If you do that, start by discovering the story and then put habits in place to pay attention to what you're watching, what you're seeing, what's happening in your life. The stories find you, and you'll never sit down in front of a screen thinking, once upon a time, now what? So
But I listen to you saying that the headline is also really important, of course, if it's about email marketing. That you wanna, is the headline something that you start with the headline and then you write, or does the headline come afterwards, or is there no special way?
So it depends on the person. I'm not going to dictate the start with the subject line or don't start with the subject line. Now, what here is how I write my daily-ish Monday through Friday emails. I will often start without even being 100% sure what the primary topic is. I'll just start by sharing a story. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we had record-setting rainfall here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the central United States. And we had 10 inches of rain in under 7 hours. Shattered records, biblical rainfall. And there was a little flood in my house, an outdoor terrace off the second floor of my house flooded because I had neglected to clean the leaves off the terrace. They clogged the drain. The terrace flooded. The carpet of the bedroom adjacent to that terrace got wet when the water from that flood seeped in under the door. And I knew it was an interesting story when I woke up in the morning. I knew it was an interesting story, and I just started to share the story. And when I got partway through the story, I realized that it was a story about preparation and being proactive. I had seen those leaves on mm-hmm. that terrace, and I hadn't removed them. And I talk about in the email, Noah built the ark, prepared for the flood, was ready, and mankind and animal kind survived. And so it was a very simple business tip, ultimately, about the importance of being proactive as opposed to reactive, which is one of the ideas I like to share with my coaching students, my clients, and so forth. But if it had been an email where I just said, oh, it's very important to be proactive in your business, not reactive, who cares, you know? And it's not like the idea was extraordinarily original and brilliant, but it's just a reminder for the audience. And I delivered it in a creative and interesting and fun way. And in that case, Yuri, I wrote the story before I figured out what topic I wanted to apply. Sometimes, as is the case in the story I told you about the business coach, you start with the idea. She said, you know, I wrote this blog post about delegation. Nobody paid attention to it. What do you think, Tom? I read the post. Yeah, the post stinks. Sorry. And let's figure out a way to teach about delegation and write about delegation in a more creative, interesting way. So in that case, we started with the topic and the idea and went in search of a story. Right. You can do it both ways. And we teach you how to do it. But these systems of noticing and paying attention, that's what we help you do.
Yeah, people can already subscribe. We'll when the podcast is recorded, we'll put it, of course, in the show notes that they can subscribe to your list and see how you are doing this in practice. Yeah. But something I was also wondering, people often say, you know, okay, it's easy to tell stories when it's, you know, just to people about, you know, about sports or whatever. But you just with your example, you showed that also for B2B businesses, it's possible to find interesting stories. What do you say to people? Do you give them examples when they ask you, how do I do this? You know, if they are, for instance, an accountant, or something that they say, we don't have anything interesting to tell. How can we tell stories? What do you tell them?
Yeah, you know, so I run content workshops where we go through this very thing. And you know, I'm an accountant. I don't have an interesting story. Everybody can find an interesting story. And I often will share the story of a guy named Matt Fury. Matt Fury is a workout guy. He sells exercise programs and so forth. And he was one of the very first people out there sending daily emails. And a lot of the most prominent marketers out there, people like Ben Settle and so forth, have pointed to Matt Fury as their inspiration and a great mentor to them. So I have an old recording of a workshop that Matt Fury did, where people paid 10 grand, 15 grand, I don't know how much, a lot of money to go spend a weekend with him. And about halfway through this program, multiple hours of tapes, Matt has gone to lunch with the 10 or 12 people who went on this workshop. And they went out to a Thai restaurant and they come back into the room and Matt says, okay, here's the exercise for this afternoon. We all went to lunch at the Thai restaurant together. We all had a great time. I want you in 15 minutes to write the story of lunch and tie it to your business somehow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, wow, that's interesting. But what was so fascinating is that they all pulled it off. Now, they had spent a day and a half before that with Matt Fury kind of learning how to do this. But the idea is you can take anything that happens to you and turn it into a fable, a parable, a lesson, a story. You can take things. I will be watching TV and a line will hit me and I'll be like, oh, I can tie that to this idea that I share in my marketing or something that happened on TV or something I read in a book. We teach you how to begin to notice the things around you. And we do exercises like I just described, where we might just start by describe what you had for breakfast and see if there's a way for you to turn it into a story. It takes practice. One of the things that we emphasize is that the best way to begin to get comfortable with this is just start to write, you know, keep a journal, write a little bit every day, get in the habit of describing things that you see, that you feel, that you experience, that you learned. And if you begin to get comfortable with that, the next step is, well, how do I take that and turn that into a meaningful business story? That step is something that anyone can learn. You don't have to be a creative unicorn.
Right. That's something that people, you know, can, from this podcast session, you know, they can, what you just said, everyone, you shouldn't be a creator. Everyone can write and can tell stories. And if people that are listening to the podcast and they want to know more about, you know, they are interested in your classes, or they just want, they have questions for you, how can they connect with you?
Well, the best place to go is to my website, which is Story Power Marketing, all one word, storypowermarketing.com. And when you reach that website, there's probably going to be an overlay pop-up that encourages you to join my email list. That's the best place to start. Join my email list. See me practice what I preach. Now, I'm not here to tell everyone who begins to work with me, you need to send daily emails. You can send weekly emails, monthly emails, but right. What I am demonstrating with my emails are creative ways to teach, to share information, to stand out. So joining my email list and learning from what you receive there is a great place to start. Also on that website, you'll find a tab that says free resources, or maybe it just says resources. They are free. We have a free 7-minute video, 3 keys to stand out, to become a storytelling standout. We have some free ebooks and some other resources. So go to the website, sign up for the email list, try some of the free resources, and you'll begin to get a taste of how you can do this. Then you also can connect with me on LinkedIn. My last name, it will be in the show notes, of course, but right. It's spelled R-U-W-I-T-C-H, R-U-W-I-T-C-H, Tom Ruich on LinkedIn. I welcome connections. And please, if you reach out to me directly, mention the podcast, and because I want to be able to thank and give credit to Yuri for anyone who finds me through his show. So thanks so much for that.
Thanks so much, Tom. It was great to have a podcast. So for anyone listening, if you think that this story of this podcast episode is useful for your friends who don't know yet about CMO stories, be sure to tag them on social media, to share the podcast. It's like, you know, it's about having an impact. I want to reach and help people from all over the world with inspiring stories, with tips. So thanks again, Tom. It was really a pleasure to have you.
Yuri, thank you. It really was fun. And I appreciate the work that you're doing on this podcast. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much. So guys, happy again for episode number 39 already. If you're interested, please subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and I hope to see you in the next podcast episode. Bye.